That is wonderful. Again, the instrumental, soothing melody, Mr. Glenn DeCosta, Margin. Now, there is subject matter here that I have that I wish to bring to your attention. Remember, I live in the first new world, scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. That is the life I live now, different from when I lived in the church life. The church life is not a civilized life. You see, don't understand that, but remember how long I lived in that life. So I don't want to sound indifferent about that. It's a matter of we are born on this planet and come into a societal environment. There's nothing we can do besides experience it, right? And if we are lucky, somewhere along the line, we can find something interesting to think about and to engage ourselves. Well, this is the spirit in which I'm saying this. if we are not learning about the world we are in, I don't see us superseding the lower animals. And that's just true. That's just the truth, you know what I mean? And all of us live and die. However, there's something special about hybrid, being a hybrid human being. There's something special about that. Based on what we know, or what is possible for us to know. And that's where I am. And let me remind you, and this is my little background to what I'm going to say. They came to Earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world, and they left behind magnificent monoliths, baffling the Elohim left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures. I feel like my jaw bones are getting a little slack. But baffling monoliths and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. In this extraordinarily documented, meticulously research work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization. Not white people, because white people don't have civilization. They have culture, which is sadder. That's the fact. My job is to tell the fact. Yes? The correlation between the events, that's what Zachariah draws, a remarkable correlation between the events that shaped our civilization. We black people, where white people don't like, but they like our wealth. And they like our territory. Yes. It is our civilization that is shaped events in millennia past. Take a few millennia to put us together the way we're supposed to be. Pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it. Right? And revealing to us indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods. You hear that? Do you understand that? Indelibly written in stone. Is that a lie? What you read in the Bible compared to this? Huh? So it lets you know only fools Only fools stay comfortable with what they believe, only believe. That's why I read it here. Because when we are brought up into church, I can see clearly now why I live and perceived the way I did for 50 years. Before, there are some changes come. In that time, I couldn't visualize any knowledge outside of Adam and Eve in a garden. I could not. Therefore, I had to be content with what I know. But it's different now. You see, it's different now from when I thought Jesus saved my soul. All right. You know, I want to touch relevantly on this theme, you see. That's why I'm carrying on like this, because I'm amused by it. I'm amused by the knowledge that exists in this world. And guess what? A lot of people born in this world, and they go to their grave not knowing anything different than the lower animal, than the lower animal or animals, because they are not privy to the intellectual world like human hybrid do. And you can see the way the white people behave, you can see that they don't have a spiritual enlightenment. They do not. And it's the reason why, you know, I always like to invite folks to call in, because let's say I have it wrong. I want to talk to you of it right. Come on. 661-467-2407. I want you to call me. I mean, look, I'm talking these things that are 100% civilized. And I tell you, not ashamed to tell you, that the way I grew up and what my, what my thoughts were on my behavior and stuff like that. Right? Not afraid to say that. All right. Now, let me get on to my skateboard now with this theme for this edition of CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station. Right? That's all I bring. I want to talk about foolishness. Right? Because Christmas and Easter is done away with. You understand that? Christmas and Easter is done away with, because Christmas and Easter is coming from the most ignoramus story. You know, you shouldn't believe me either. Check it out and see. Check it out and see. All right? When I'm dead and gone, then I am very sure a lot of people are going to say, you know, when Gelalim was alive, he tells how he was brought up in the church. And all those years, nobody, broached to enlighten him about what history, prehistory says. It was always about concentrating on the Bible and how important it is for you to read the Bible and pray to God.
It shows psychologically.
He couldn't see anything else until the time came when the same books that he devoted, the same book he devoted himself to, he realized, reading the same words, the difference was there and he couldn't see it.
All right, look here. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. Yesterday, I did a program. I spent like 3 hours doing the program. And these sodomites would not let my listeners hear it. People all around the world are listening to what I'm saying. But the sodomites, who clearly not seeing anything spiritual, they say in their Bible, our eye must be unnatural. Look, I am telling you, it is not our eye or our eyes need to be enlightened. It's theirs, not ours. In our history, it doesn't tell us that Adam and Eve disobey a God in the Bible. My reading show that that is 100% a lie. Saying it mildly, a lie. These sodomites, look, can't you see? These sodomites go to all of our settlements. And what they do first when they came, they come in and observe, like in America here. You can read this long narrative, what happened when they came here. They came here in two batches. The first was the pilgrims. And then the Puritans. They came 10 years apart. And what do? You know, they come in and, you know, climatize themselves, get accustomed to how life is here. And send down, you know, resident roots. And then they begin to show what they are up to. They who came the very first time, it's written that they were the forerunners of the Christian. And what do they call it? Kingdom, dominion, reconstructionist teaching. And they tell very clear, very candidly, stupid idiot them, that they are coming here to reconstruct the black people. They're coming to reconstruct them. What were they reconstructing? Aren't we the civilized people? Haven't they learned from us over 12,000 years? Yes. But yet still, they are writing these stuff because they don't wait until they understand things thoroughly, because they have limitation in adapting to civilized life. They still have not adapted fully to civilized life. They still don't. Otherwise, why they seek to steal from us and kill us and, you know, I mean, all these things that they have done and to rule the world and to rule us. That's what they're doing. And how good are they doing it? I mean, in America, you live coming from right out of in the 16th century, come right up to now, it's racism and white supremacy. Isn't that right? That's something they plan, and they invent a God in the Bible. You don't know it's an invention. It is invention. And what I'm saying right now, be lucky if you hear it, because they are sitting down there and wait until I come on this program and begin to talk and decide whether or not they want the world to hear what I'm saying. So I'm coming because I know the day of their judgment is near. I know that. So it's just like, you know, what these white people are like in the situation they're in. people who they put on death row in the prisons. Those people have reconciled according to, their saying, reconciled with their maker. Okay? And so what they do? Eat and drink until the day comes they kill them. Well, that's the way it is with these white people. They don't have any sense. They don't have any sense. Now, you bring any white person, the Pope, the bigger they are, is the more stupid they are. They know how to make trouble and talk about they're running a government and all these kind of stuff. Oh, yes, they learn those things because it gives them the power, the criminal wants to rule the world, and they can't rule anything. They cannot rule anything, right? So what they are doing is eating and drinking until the gods decide to pull the trigger on them. Not me. Not any one of us here. But you think the gods would do all the things they have done on earth and be sodomites? Most deplorable beings on earth. They don't deserve to live on earth. And they are killing out people who are civilized. Look. There's no stopping what I'm saying. Okay? And what do? They are the criminals. They are the nasty criminal on earth. And they know to pretend. Okay? And give you all kind of multiple choice and twist your focus. That you don't really know who is who when it comes to them. You have to read to find out. All right. So yesterday, the information that I talk about, it is one of the highest form of education that civilized people need to have. And yet still, these sodomites decide, you are not to hear it. I'm telling you the truth. They decide that you're out there running around in the street and creating problems. I'm minding the business, the prerogative about my own civilized kin. Okay? That's all I'm doing. What are these sodomites doing? Turning civilization into sodomite and civilized perception. That's what they're doing, all the church and all this old bunch of nonsense. All you see them, they are about politics, politics, politics. They are not about the welfare of African people. But they are everywhere all over African people, though. They didn't have enough sense to go out in the world, and they are there over some almost 2 million years. Okay? And today, they don't want no part of Europe because they didn't learn anything over there that is civilized. You see when they start to have some civilized sense and when they began to build up civilized establishment. It's after they learn from the gods that came here and start civilization. But no, as far as they're concerned, they are the ones who start civilization. That's not true. And what I'm saying is the truth. And the truth stands forever. These guys are the nastiest thing on planet Earth. And the reason why they have a clean side is because of the African people that they mingle with. Now, the right way to stop me from saying what I'm saying is to call me, talk to me, and let the world hear what you say. And I give out the number all the time, 661-467-2407, because the Elohim is going to make the next step. You see, I am here, and nobody is refuting what I say. These guys can only sit back there around some technical gadget and erase what I'm saying, but I'm telling you, I curse you. I curse on all of them, because who know like to kill and steal from African people, because who know think that we don't have any sense. That is what is happening. But the next phase kicks in. When the next era kicks in for Hunu, white sodomite, who think that you all have everything in the world, when you think it's peace and safety, it adds. Say, behold, I make, behold, we make all things new. And then you're no more. Now, what I want to talk about is why Jerusalem violent, bloody theory song of vacuous Jesus fool millions. That's what I want to talk about. You see what I mean? Why Jerusalem violent, bloody theory song of a vacuous Jesus fool millions? Isn't it astonishing? So many people believe in Jesus, and they get the African people to not think it is vacuous, because they love vacuous. They love, oh, I love Jesus and stuff like that. I mean, think about the enormity of this nonsense. I grew up with my parents, peaceful, quiet, and pious Christian. They don't have a clue from an academic perspective what Christianity is. But that's all they know, and they're content with it. And so was I. I started to read and see a whole difference, because I remember when I walked to school, wasn't learning much of anything, though. But I remember about those days. I wasn't sleeping. But I look at my surrounding and I see these trees, you know, like the cane field and a little gravel road that I walk in. I remember that I see all the properties that I walk by for a good stretch of the way was owned by white people. Oh, yeah. Owned by white people. What do I know? Nothing but that. What I see. Anyway, it's church. You know, the major thing is the church. So this is how cookie crumble along that time. Elohim. Prehistory fills the civilized academic African hybrid human sphere called the world. Right? Our civilization flourished after the Elohim creators, right? We black people not accustomed to that, because those of us who are out into the Western Hemisphere, 98% of Africa is the same thing, because these sodomites go to Africa and let out their virus, the Jesus virus, and scatter that over there. You're talking about COVID. COVID is nothing compared to the Jesus virus. No joke. It's not a joke. And these sodomites, see, everywhere we travel, when we migrate out of Africa, everywhere we go and establish cultural product, everywhere we go, that's where these rotted white sodomites come to take it away from us. And they have. And look at the way they're happy now. They are the billionaires. Were they billionaires 400 years ago? course not. They think we are idiots. Irony. What a irony. What a irony. Now, you must obliterate uncivilized, ignorant, Caucasoid Christianity, sodomite lies. That is no, that has no geography. Those things that are in the Bible about God, Jesus, and Satan, you have no history for it. These white people make black people believe in it, though. It's just that the possibility exists for that scale, that veil can be removed from our minds, but it's a delicate thing. You can't wander about and have callous attention to life and find out. You will have to always go to the church the way the virus of the Bible is. It gives you a new world order, and that's where your mind has to be. Okay? I mean, I have the experience. The difference between AD and Adamani and BC. I have that experience. And because my mind is diligent, that's the only way I started to read and pay attention to what I thought interesting. But, I mean, I read the Bible, a very high extent, drawing from what I can understand. And it is clear that when I look at people and the world and what's going on, and I turn to the Bible, the Bible doesn't address the problems that would bring my mind to peace. Because just talking about Jesus is coming back and all that, that's not educational. It's ignorance. And the burden of ignorance affected me. I start to really look. And I want to transform myself to what I see knowledge is. That's me. All right? Just let the gods empower me with the knowledge to make a difference. That's all you get, because I don't want anything else. Now, think about this. You must we, hybrid black people, must obliterate, not with gun like what these sodomites have, greater power. Greater power. These sodomites that only want food and white teeth to grin, okay? Let them go ahead, because they are criminal. As long as they are in America, they are criminals. They are criminals. Okay? They tell us to have the Holy Ghost and all that kind of stuff. No, maybe by now they cut me off or something. No, we need to have some entertainment, right? Yeah, because they think that they have the milk and honey on earth. But they tell you with the Bible that you're going to heaven. You see? So, go to heaven to enjoy milk and honey. You don't read the Bible to find out that God never liked Adam and Eve. You don't read it to find that out. No, you don't see that. No! Because I tell you in 1 Corinthians, your mind must be a natural for you to understand those whole bunch of garbage in the Bible. But Hannah and Eve. Yeah. Now, the time, we only have so much planet will be forever here until ages and ages and time runs out, according to what cause has allotted. Yeah. You're listening to CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station, and I am Gel Alim. All right. Let me go on with my little preface. We must obliterate the uncivilized, ignorant Caucasian Christianity, sodomite lies. That is no, that has no geography. Now think about this. What you're reading in the Bible has absolutely no geography at all. I mean, between God, Jesus, and the Son, the brother, devil, and the Son of God. All three of them, you don't have a geography for Jesus, because Jesus is, the story of Jesus is coming from a black man who they destroy in Palestine, who they said die between two seas and all that. The story that they come up, it's monkey story. It's monkey story. Nothing don't go so in history. You won't be able to prove nothing about God and Jesus and the devil. No day at all, because the Bible don't tell you no geography on earth where that happened. Now, when you read about our civilization and how we were created, by genetic manipulation, we have every single thing that is required for mankind to prove something physically. Not the Bible, not so the Bible. And who create the Bible are the sodomite white people, them, and they kill the black people. And the black people can't see that, in that they're really gone permanently, psychologically blind. They can't see it. And too bad when you only know about the church and cling to what the church tell you. Too bad. But your life is never going to, you perish. You perish alive, because you're not going to see. The words are there and telling you, but you can't see. So you have to praise the Lord and give thanks to Jesus. And you can't see. It does say, you know, that you'll ask, you know, someone who has learned to read the Bible. And they'll say, it is sealed. I can't read it because it is sealed. Yeah. So now it's like the Bible is a sealed book. And what you're understanding of it is all something that is bereft of evidence that you need to know. When these sodomites tell you don't need to know, it's a lie. It's a lie. It's a daring lie. You see? Because they're doing a lot to hide the fact that they are nasty sodomites. The worst criminal. Kill you for a dime. That's it. Now, what I'm saying sounds strange, because, I mean, they don't behave like that, the kids. They make up all kind of assortments. Diverse assortments. They put this up, that up, and all over the place. And a lot of people are making money off what they're doing. And therefore, think that these white people were good to be in America. And black people couldn't do it. And all of their principality. I'm telling you that, you know, none of their principality is not even P Prince. Only when you're reading with your mind natural, you are really understanding anything that you're reading, okay? So here we go. I say there is nothing in what you believe about God, Jesus, and Satan, a virgin birth. You don't have nowhere to recover those information. These sodomites know the way for them to get the world to listen to them and to subscribe to everything they do is to write these lies and promise you there is a heaven after you are dead. So you only work for in this life. Okay? You work and do everything, and after you're dead, you will be resurrected, and Christ will come and take you back to heaven. It's a pity that we are caught up into this type of a misery. You know, because the whole thing is not true. All right, let me go on some more now and tell you about who we are and where we are coming from and how you're going to find out. Okay? They don't want us to find out. These white people don't want us to find out. So they set up everything to, like, pull people into, like, you're in a world that is functional. But all what they are using is wrongly emulated acts. And behind those acts is violence and covert evil, corruption. Okay? So while you're going to church, you are only enjoying kingdom, dominion, reconstructionist, adjustment. Christianity is to adjust civilized people to the culture of Sodom. What I'm saying is not a lie, and just pray that you will hear what I'm telling you. You see, because the day of judgment is coming. Remember, we are not going to live for a long, 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 long time from now. We will be gone. And if you want to follow these Sodomite people, now don't wait until it's too late. So it goes on to say, lies that has no geography for Adam and Eve creation by a spirit God. The old thing is the Sodomite lie. There it's impossible to have a character called Jesus. Right? It's impossible to have a character called Jesus. Impossible. So you're believing in what you don't know is something that you can never be certain of. So they encourage you to have faith. You know, have trust in it. Because they tell you a story that sounds like, you know, you don't see anything else in the world like that. The Bible and the story of Jesus. Easy for you to break out of what you believe. That's what is happening. But if you have reasoning by nature, and you begin to listen something, you begin to feel, you know, clumsy when you hear certain things, because you can't penetrate the logic in there, right? You only come to believe it because you were born into this environment. And if your head is affected by something that's all you know, it's a distraction from the real knowledge of the world. You will never come to know the world besides just look at the clouds and the, you know, the blue spaces between the clouds and the trees and the ocean and stuff like that. You won't know about the reality of the planet you're on. And I'm telling you, all right, it goes on to say, so remember, there's no geography, and there's a reason why there's no geography, right? Remember that. They must keep you believing into the intangible space, you see? But there should be something tangible to besides telling you, well, God make the ocean. Not that way. Not that. Not that. Not that. Come on. When he says, first God make Adam and Eve, there ought to be a place for that. I mean, because it is not that they are telling you it's in the ocean that God make Adam and Eve. You know what I mean? They don't give us anything at all. That is to let you know you're listening to, people who at a certain time before we were born came and raised hell with our ancestors. This is where we are today. Now, do start to read and pay attention to what you read. And that's your only meal ticket to knowledge and knowing in this world before you're dead. Do you read? Do you reach editing here done to things that I wrote? So this question is, do you read like a coherent scholar? What this lyric said is opposite, of what scholars, coherent scholars, understand. Opposite of the criminal white people atrocities they have done in Jerusalem, Palestine, 2021 years ago. 2021 years ago. To fool. 2021 years ago, right? I say, what these lyrics that I'm going to read to you said is opposite of the criminal white people atrocities. That's what the lyrics is about. They have the atrocities they have done in Palestine. 21 years ago. All right. So don't be fooled. Don't be fooled by Homo erectus offspring. Don't be fooled by them. Because they don't. If you notice carefully, and this is a good clue, they don't want you to know their history beyond America, or if you go to Israel. They don't tell you nothing outside of where they invade and kill black people, because they think black people don't have any value except for them to take away what we have. That's what they think. That is what they think. They cannot see that we have in us a spirit and an endocrine gland that makes us different from other people on earth. Now, development is something that we must go through. Okay? Because the gods had the pantheon. And these sodomites with the little intelligence that they had, they at the pantheon, they attend the pantheon of the gods. They go learn. And it's in the World History textbook. I can illustrate it and tell you They are well educated from the civilized knowledge the gods impart. When we don't know, what we are seeing going on around us. But you'd have to read the history. Even the World History textbook, because I never read it until I'm almost 6 years of age. That's when I saw the light. And I can argue that now. I know who I am now. These guys, they only know to use their weapon and kill black people. They are so low and speak froth. You see, they use language to speak froth and never identify who they are, my friends. And, you know, it is to fool us and to let us see with our eye that something is wrong. But they are set there to fool us. Right? They are fooling us. And then whenever they cease from fooling us, that's when there is a big problem, because they are going to want to, you know, resist what they see coming over them. All right? So be fooled by the Homo erectus offering. Please read these lyrics. Used. These lyrics used to change the people's lives. Real, real bad. Can't be good. It's real bad. I'm going to read the lyrics there. And as long as you hear it, it should do you good. All right. Search results. You know, lie. Knowledge results. Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Jesus? All right, let's get around to it now. Listen to this song, right? And this song is 100% a lie, but bottle it up together. It's one big lie that millions of people in the world believe. And don't tell me about you believe anything, because when you tell me about you believe something that you can't give one little dot of logic that it exists. Everything ends on believing. I don't have, you know, look, I am for using the word properly and in context. You know, believe in something that no evidence can come from anywhere in your lifetime to prove whether it's good or bad. That don't make no kind of a sense. And when you resolve that your belief is good to carry you on beyond your grave, then you are taken for a fool during your lifetime. Knowledge is what must brighten up your mind and bring surety of things to you. And when you cannot make that distinction, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. Plain and simple. I'm not to apologize for that. You are an idiot when you refuse to seek knowledge. When I think, this is what the church wrote to soak the mind of black people, to keep white people ruling over black people. Sang this lyrics right here. And I'm Listen to it, because I'm sure most people know these lyrics. When I think of how he came, you, Jesus, came so far from glory. Anytime you see these words, just these good, nice words like Puritan and glory and purity. Anytime you see those things in a Bible, it doesn't mean what the Bible is saying. And these songs, church songs, is the opposite of what it says true. So they're saying, when I think of how he came so far from glory, came to dwell among the lowly such as I. All of these are lies, you know. To suffer, not Nagasa, shame and such disgrace on Mount Calvary take my place. Just think that all of these things are lie and you're correct. It means that you can't rely on none of these things. You can't rely on Christianity. Christianity is not what's supposed to teach black people about life. Okay? It's not it. And that's what has messed up the African people today big time and turned the world upside down. Then I asked myself a question. Who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? What king? The one spoken of Isaiah the prophet? That the king don't exist, none at all. Just one second.
Okay, thank you for your patience.
Yes. Sis, come and say, then I ask myself a question. Who am I? Who am I that the king would bleed and die for? White people are really, really awful people to write these things to fool black people. Who am I that he would pray, not my will, but thine for? I write and set all these things into the Bible, Jesus, after they're not telling you how Jesus and God are agreed in their fictional writing in the Bible. That's what they wrote. Jesus and God agree that he would come and die for the sins of Adam's people, right? That means that they did make Adam and Eve to sin. Otherwise, he would not be put down on promise to come and die for us. So they're writing all these things in the Bible, and the Holy Spirit, big gold that we're dropping down in them and don't see them, right? Because they are writing that Adam and Eve sin against God, disobey God. Nothing don't go like that. It couldn't go like that. Okay? Now, so they said, the answer I may never know why he loved me so, but to the hold rugged cross for who am I? Now, there is nobody, we were never created in a garden of Eden. Never did. Okay? We never did. We never was born in a garden of Eden. Because like I said to you, they can't show you a geography for nothing about God and the people who got. There's no geography for that. You have geography for history of black people's origin. Now, let the white people show you history for their origin. All right? Now, but they are writing these songs in the church that they set because the church is a pit that they dig for black people to drop in it. And they are saying all of these stuff here, you know, that make you think, oh, they're nourishing the ignorance of our hope. That's what these white people are doing with the Bible. They're telling us about Adam and Eve. They are nourishing our ignorance of hope in what they're saying. We know about them. We know born the way the Bible say. When I am reminded of his words, I'll leave him never. Just be true. I'll give to you a life forever. I wonder what I could have done to deserve God's only son, fight my battle till they are one. Who am I? Now, just be true. I'll give to you a life forever. I wonder what I could have done to deserve God's only son. This is a sick stomach when you read and understand. But when your mind is unnatural, you believe these things and think that they are spiritually discerned. There's no spiritual discernment in there. Throughout the Bible, God has not been faithful to anything. So therefore, it can't be true. No spirit, God, do nothing. Because where is the place where Adam and Eve was? You see, I'm just telling you, fight my battle, still they won. Who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray not my will thine for? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so. But to that whole rugged cross he'd go for, who am I? Now, just think about these kinds of stuff. Are raw lie. It's their criminal act that they did in Palestine. And there is the issue that tell how many black people they kill and eventually expel them all out until this very day. And black people are singing these songs. Now, I want to thank you for tuning into the program. Thank you for tuning into the program. Just 1 second. Yes, my friend. Ignorance, when ignorance become our friend, it's a bad situation, you know. It's like you're sick and you can't get well. And you don't know what to do to get well. So it's ignorance. Now, if you didn't learn to add and subtract, you'd have a problem to do certain things, right? Well, it's a psychological thing. When you don't have that knowledge up in your head, in your brain, to use it. Imagine that's a serious dynamic, intangible stuff. That knowledge that you have. You go to school to record stuff in your brain so that you can go out and do wonders, you know, with the knowledge you have. What happens when you don't? Your head is there on your body, but you cannot help yourself in a lot of ways. You know, you can do some things, of course, I mean, because even animals out there do things for themselves. But people have to learn in order to work wonders. They have to have knowledge to do. Now, whenever we don't know, we don't know, right? And if you put this into certain context of not knowing, you will see how dangerous that is when you don't know, right? When you believe something and think that you know the truth, and you're just a Mr., you know, a follower to what somebody said. You can't calculate and to, you know, make distinction and stuff like that. You're going to fall for a lot of things because you don't know whether it's right or wrong. You see? So what I'm saying here is that we need to know, we need to understand. Because if we're reading the Bible, that is the enemy's tool, and they prey on our not knowing, our ignorance. That's what they do. That's why our having control over everything that black people have. Yes. I can tell you that ignorance, like I say, When you're content with not knowing, you can't see psychologically the inner eye, your judgment. You cannot see intangible stuff, intangible situation. But remember, when you couldn't read, you had to go and read. Do a course in something so you can help it. You couldn't help yourself outside or go and get the knowledge, right? It's an intangible thing, because what did you do when you go to school? You listen and you try to understand and you build knowledge so that you can do things, right? Well, what happened when we are raised up to believe that the Bible is telling the truth about Adam and Eve in a garden? And we never read a line of history that tells us about anthropic physical stuff, about our origin. Never read nothing like that. And they are telling in the Bible all these kind of stuff that I'm reading here to you. And you don't know, you'll never ask, what happened in Israel? How things go like that? And now, come to find out, it's the most stupid story. If you go back 2,000 years ago, black people, and you read in the Bible that Jesus was a Jew, and black people back then were Jews in Israel, they call it, in 1948. Right? If you know that, and you read in the Bible or other literature that there were Jews back then, okay, scribes of the Jews and the different tribes that consist of Jewish family and all that kind of stuff. You don't read to find out anything in history, what history says. History is like a birth certificate. Right? And no, you don't, I mean, a Christian don't make no distinction between their birth certificate or human past. They do not. Because these white people, they already, season our minds with all of these lies. You see, belief in the Billy syndrome. And you're scared now. You can't come out of that belief, you know, because church is set inside of you, because they put the church around us. I grew up on Christian church all around me. There was nothing else for my mind to learn. Okay? It's by, like, a certain happenstance why I begin to see that there's a different world beside those churches. And I couldn't see that there could be anything else beside the church. All right, listen. The next thing I want to tell you before I go is that the black people are governed by a calendar. And the calendar represents every single phase of black people's lives. Right? What we are under is the white people that stripped us of everything we have. They strip us of every inalienable right. And we become adjusted to it. That when you hear the truth from the book, you are questioning the book, the truth. You want Jesus. That's a serious thing. And if, like I say, belief is what you are to be afraid of. Belief in stuff you don't understand, you don't know. Because if you believe in Jesus, clearly your mind is not structured and functioning coherent understanding of the world. Because you don't read the history, you don't analyze nothing. All you know is to go to church because you think that's the place that is right for you to go and be spiritual. Nothing don't go like that. Find out knowledge about the world. You can't find out with a Bible, because the Bible is a sodomite book. These white people are licking their chops. Do you see black people go to Europe and go force white people to live with them? You see, they come where you live, whether it's Jamaica or any place else, and they're pushing you out of the way. Isn't that what you see? Yes. Why? Why? You see, you're swallowed up with AD and a Dominic government. And the, you know, it is in the year of our Lord. What Lord is that? Sodomite? Let me read something to you that constitutes the beginning of the life civilized black people. You might wonder, say, you know, why? You know, how can you separate black people from other people and stuff like that? Well, it is because you don't read the history of the world. Me never know that either. But now I understand. There's nothing beat understanding. And if you are believing in something and you think that that has to be right, you're not, you know, they're not reasoning right. You must search for the truth. And anything that you see not up and you can't unknot it, and you think, say, you're not right, you're not thinking right. You need to take that knot apart and see what is into the knot. So I'm going to read you some of this. And perhaps if these sodomites are leaving my show to let people hear me, you will hear this. The reason why we have an AD and a Dominic calendar is because these sodomites have taken over the African people's wealth, land and wealth, and take us over as well. We are captive to white people. They don't want us to know that. We're going to know it, you know, as long as we want to. Now, listen, this book is written by a man named Zachariah Sitchin. It is a man that supposedly is a white Jew. However, I mean, some things happen strange in life. We are, all right, I'm black, but I didn't too like reggae. You know, but today I grow to kind of a like reggae, it depends on, you know, the lyrics and stuff like that. But I like the reggae beat and stuff like that. Good, well-played reggae. But I was somebody different from a lot of my siblings and people around me. And nobody wouldn't understand that I was so different, you know, because one of my brother discovered something and get out of the church when he was about like 16 years of age or so. And I did not get out of the church. I stayed in there from age 7 till I was over 50. That's a long time. And just 1 second. Little bit of distraction there, but I really want to get into this. Yes, my brother, I was telling you that, all right, he never came back in the church. He's still alive today, and we are into our 70s. And he's like 4 years older than I am, and it's after I went through quite a few years of thinking, reading, and trying to understand the world around me that I went through a development phase. And it's not people that helped me. It's the gods above. My interest was to know, and they caused me to know. Right? The more you think and the more you want to know, things happen. That's the mystique of us African hybrid people. I wanted to know, and that's what made the difference. After that period, my brother and myself began to connect And we were far apart in Britain, and most of long many years now I'm in America. So we were, you know, we were not dealing person to person, except, you know, it would be with talk on Skype or something like that. And we began to talk, and well, we're on Facebook, and he saw what I was talking to people on Facebook, and he thought I was a bit brash, too brash, you know, like I was, you know, I mean, coming across too powerful for people. I should treat with a little more mildness. And he was not, he's not the first person to tell me that, but I am developing, and therefore things like that occur. But I always think about stuff. So somebody's telling me something and I'm not seeing any adjustment that I need to make. Maybe someday I will, because until I get to that point and I begin to see stuff, will I make any adjustment? When my brother spoke to me about that, that added to what other people said to me. So I thought to myself, can I turn this idea into something that is good for me, that I could develop, I could mature more if I use this idea to help me transform myself to a higher level, all right? Can I be more mild with people when I talk to them? Like, give them more, entice them to talk more instead of cutting them down. And I thought, but if I can do that, because you see, I am very angry about my Christian, the time that I live, the year, half a century of my life is gone into the church. So I have very small tolerance at that level of my development. I don't like to to allow a person to drag me down the road or stuff like that. Foolishness, they're not getting it, right? So usually it depends on how much a person is, how reasonable they may come across to me. But other than that, they get the bullet. No, I'm not a violent person. So, you know, I never get angry and begin to, like, go off into any violent kind of thing. No, but the way that I deliver my thoughts, you know, is not going to be very well received by some people, you see. And I won't have to speak unpleasant to somebody who is showing me some effort to being reasonable. So my brother triggered my thinking that said, all right, this is the kind of thing now that I will have to go into myself, agree to go through this maneuver that, you know, requires me to be more mild, give people more space, entice them to, like, walk down the way I want them to go, right? And I decided to do that, to lower my output, more attractive for somebody to keep on talking. And, you know, that lowering of myself that allows others to, you know, go get into a trance, want to talk, right? I find it much better, of course. And I'm not changing, go back to the way I was, because I find out that now just to, you know, like Mike Tyson, you know. You know, first round knockout and stuff like that. You know, don't give the guy any opportunity to, like, develop himself. Make it be a sport. You know, no. I realize that that's not the best way to do this, because my intention is to make things better, not just for me, but for other people too. So if I open up an opportunity to allow a person to think more time dealing with the issue, it's better. And I'm convinced about that. All right, so that's the way it is with me and my brother. And I told him, and I talked to other people who also share that view, their views with me on that. And I feel more perfect than before now. All right. So what I'm trying to say to you here is that this world is not what we think, and this world is not showing us its right face, because psychologically, we don't come to know, that's it. You will be looking at the shadow of the world and can't come to the actual setting up of this planet and what happened on it. There's a lot for us to open up and understand. That's why. Get away from the belief business. Go toward knowledge. Because belief is something that you never have to do. And if you're obligated to believe something, something is wrong. Because belief doesn't make the wheel turn. Belief does certain things, like acceptance, in the form of acceptance. When you accept something, certain things you're not to accept. Right? And if you want to say belief, it's a scientific word that employs a lot of different kind of contexts to it. Belief, acceptance, put faith in, trust in some. None of these words, nothing. They have to be something. When you're believing in a notion and you can't show the thing that the notion represents, and you believe strongly, and especially if you just believe it and let it go its way, now you're not into no immediate danger. But anytime you believe into something you do not know, like the church belief, you'll never know nothing about God and Jesus. And all question that is necessary for you to ask and get an answer to help your elevation of knowledge, you won't do it. They set up the church that you should not ask any question. Don't question anything. Why am I paying tithe? I mean, does the Old Testament say I have to pay tithe and stuff like that? Preachers don't want you to come and ask those questions. You see, because you're going to take away some offering out of the plate. If you strike a point that should curtail certain practice of the church, that they make money, they don't want you coming there with that. And that is grounds for them to tell you don't come back. And that have been done, because I have been arrested when I ask questions at the church that should be answered. They're telling me to get off the premises, like it's a business, you know. So, my friends, it's about knowledge. I'm going to read something to you to let you understand the beginning, the historic beginning of the African people on the earth. Civilization started somewhere down in the past, and that we need to know. What I'm going to read to you, subscribe to that. It's a foreword of the book that entitled When Time Began by Zachariah Sitchin. Now, listen to this. Since the earliest times, earthlings' eyes
unto the heavens, awed as well as fascinated. Earthlings learned the ways of heaven, the position of the stars, the cycles of the moon and sun, the turning of an inclined earth. How did it all begin? How well it hand? How, not well, how will it end? And what will happen in between? Heaven on earth meet on the horizon. For millennia, earthlings have watched the stars of the night give way to the rays of the sun at that meeting place, and chose and close as a point of reference the moment when daytime and nighttime are equal. The day of the equinox. So it is saying, when the sun at that meeting place where the earth and heaven meet at the horizon, he says, for millennia, cycles of moon and sun, the turning of an inclined earth. How did it all begin? How will it end? And what will happen in between? Heaven and earth meet on the horizon. Period. Millennia, earthlings have watched the stars of the night give way to the rays of the sun at that meeting place, mean at the horizon, and show and close as a point of reference the moment when daytime and nighttime are equal. That is at the 24-hour day, and it comes to the point where it's 24, it's 12 hours on one side and 12 hours on the other side, right? So it says, close as a point of reference the moment when daytime and nighttime are equal. The day of the equinox, when they are equal, the day of the equinox, man, aided by the calendar, has counted early time from that point on to identify the starry heavens. The skies were divided into 12 parts. The 12 houses of the zodiac. Millennia rolled on. The fixed stars seemed not to be fixed at all. And the day of the equinox, the day of the new year, appeared to shift from one zodiacal house to another, and to earthly time was added celestial time. This a new era, a new age. As we stand at the threshold of a new age, when sunrise on the day of the spring equinox will occur in the zodiacal house of Aquarius, rather than in the past 2,000 years in the zodiacal house of Pisces. Many wonder what the change might portend, good or evil. A new beginning or an end or no change at all. To understand the future, we should examine the past, because since mankind began to count early time, it has already experienced the measure of celestial time, the arrival of new ages, preceded and followed. One such new age holds great lessons for our own present situation in the course of time. One more portion. It said that Augustine of Hippo, the bishop in Rome, Carthage, AD 354 to 430, the greatest thinker of the Christian church in its early centuries, who fused the religion of the New Testament with the Platonic tradition of Greek philosophy, was asked, "I know what it is. I wish to explain what it is to him who asks me. I do not know. Time is essential." So he's saying that he was asked what time is. His answer was, "If no one asks me, I know what it is." How can you know something when nobody asks you? But that's what this wise Christian man said. If nobody don't ask him what time is, he knows what it is. If I wish to explain what it means, He said, no one asks me. I know what it is. If I wish to explain what it is to him who asks me, I do not know. See, that's opposite. That's opposite. But that is his answer, though. That's hypocrisy. That's sodomite. Time is essential to earth and all that is upon it. Think about this when, because now we are under AD and Domini, so just think about the first calendar and what it was all about. In the beginning of civilization, these white people are doing in our civilization. That's the issue that is facing us right now. You see, it's the reason why I'm reading this. So time is essential to earth and all that is upon it, and to each one of us as individuals, for as we know from our own experience, observation, what separates us from the moment we are born and the moment when we cease to live, it's time. The only thing what separates us from the moment we were born and the moment when we cease to live is time. The only thing come between us is time. So we know not what time is. We have found ways to measure it. We count our lifetime in years, which come to think of it, is another way of saying orbit, for that is what a year on Earth is, one orbit. The time it takes Earth, our planet, to complete one orbit around our star, the sun. We do not time is, but the way we measure it makes us wonder. Would we live longer? Would our life cycle be different? Were we to live on another planet whose year is longer? Would we be immortal if we were to be upon a planet of millions of years, as in fact the Egyptian pharaoh believed that they would be in an eternal afterlife once they joined the gods on that planet of millions of years. Indeed, are there other planets out there? And even more so, planets on which life, as we know it, could have evolved? Or is our planetary system unique, and life on Earth unique, and we, mankind, are all alone? Or did the pharaohs know what they were speaking of in their pyramid texts? All right, just this last paragraph here. Look up skyward, count the stars. Yahweh told Abraham as he made the covenant with him. This is not talking about the Bible God, monotheism God. It is talking about Yahweh is one of the gods. It's not no monotheism God that you read about in the Bible. This is Sumerian text. This is not Bible reading. So, man has looked skyward from time immemorial and has been wondering whether there are others like him out there upon other earths. Logic and mathematical probability dictates a yes answer. Only in 1991 that astronomers, for the first time, it was stressed, actually found other planets orbiting our sun elsewhere in the universe. And that concludes what I wanted to express, because, you know, it's just that I would like to be able to read this thing more fluently, and I am not able to do that. But my friends, I hope that you gather something from what I have said. Bring a beam of light into your mind. Stop believing. Stop believing, my friends. We will get rid of the problems in this world if we stop believing. African people, stop believing and get into your history. And may good God bless you and bring the knowledge that we need to you. That is what I strive for every day. So take good care, and I hope that yesterday my message never come out to you, and you go there and click on some of these links out there that would have been edifying to a lot of people. But these Sodomites are standing the way because they are in our territory, telling us that they control everything using our wealth. This is not Europe. It's not Europe. But they want to tell us like, oh, it doesn't matter. These Sodomites coming, my friends, this will all be over. Okay? Because they don't think so. But I am certain so. So you take good care, and hopefully see you on the next edition.